This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Jefferson County's Board of Health and the Tri-County Board of Health both voted Monday evening to require masks indoors starting this week. The Tri-County vote covers Adams and Arapahoe counties after Douglas County left the agency. Denver's public health director indicated the city might okay a requirement as well. Boulder and Larimer counties enacted mask requirements in response to high levels of transmission and endangered hospital capacity earlier this fall. The local mandates come after Governor Jared Polis chose not to renew a statewide mask order. International protests over the Biden administration's handling of the crisis in Ethiopia came to Aurora this week. Members of Aurora's Ethiopian and broader East African community protested against any potential U.S. intervention in the escalating conflict in Ethiopia. Mame Werku is from the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, and now lives in Denver.
We don't want to see Libya happen all over again. The Biden administration is talking about sending American troops to Ethiopia. We do not need American lives to be sacrificed for something that is not at all needed. It's a proxy war.
Aurora's protest joined coordinated demonstrations in cities like London, Johannesburg, and Washington, D.C. Workers for the meal kit delivery company HelloFresh in Aurora have decided not to form a union. Workers voted almost 2-1 against the idea in an election that wrapped up yesterday. The National Labor Relations Board confirmed the results. Pro-union organizers had hoped to form the first union in the growing meal kit delivery industry and push for better safety conditions and higher pay. HelloFresh, in a statement, committed to improving safety conditions in its warehouses. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. Thank you for joining us. There's lots to come.